Always remember the descent into darkness, the inducing, the induction, the loosening of prior restriction, the acceptance of suspension of disbelief to work with me. Who, yes, I'm breaking in, but I'm here to leave things. Here to sneak in and leave you a tool or two. More open and closer to my view, your alignment of how you think this all fits in, how you think this works for you, the better off your understanding of mind, body, and all the things flowing through. As you listen deeply now, it all relates and connects, and I just need a way inside 1 or 2 or 3% that's mine to better help you use these tools in the world around you, including the world where you slide deep for me. Everything you need to be here is here, like core programming. The things that we bring with us into trance, if you need help, down. Now's the time to deploy those things you can do with your own hands. Part of the origin of my trance in the first place is buried within the physical actions, the manipulations of time and place. Making sure you're in the right place for you to go deep. That you don't need to pause and you don't need to sleep and that you're not going to fall asleep on me. Now I'm going to ask you to envision a lock too, please. And since we want me inside, and I don't have the keys, I'll never have the keys. No one else ever has the keys, you have to unlock them. But there's one kind of lock that you might have in you which relates to time and place and event too. There are altered states we stumble through, like on the cusp of sleep, or a few others I can think of. I have plenty. How about you? Use those times and envision a lock that is a combination lock. That's what the altered states you stumble into, or the ones you've learned so well that you're comfortable enough with them to lower the security from a key lock to a combination lock. Sometimes the door is open when I arrive, unlocked, and I can walk right in. Everything I describe here is only part of our game. Our vision of a space and a framework within which you listen and you listen again and again till you drill it in, creating furrows of conditioning. Everything I describe has that parallel existence, dual existence in another hazy world, the one in your mind. I'm picking things you could analogize to things waiting in the wings of you. If you understand them, then that formless, roiling, primal network of mind, neuron, and response can be reduced to something more easily understandable, because we map common plans, common tools, the ones that already exist in you, not the ones I'm sneaking into. Well, where I'm sneaking into them, never mind. It'll be well at hand, and it's behind that wall of, you have given me a little bit of space to speak, to mirror, and insist, and install, and seek after the places where all these words set the stage for the experiences to follow, particularly that hazy other world. The entrainment and enrichment of a mind that has unfurled an obvious plan to come to this place of mine and let me lend a hand in helping you yearn to find direction, to be guided. Don't you want to listen and get the most out of the time you've already spent at your post hypnotically spaced out? Remember, you can yellow and pause if you need to. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that's traffic light safeties. Red if you need to stop entirely, could be an interruption. Maybe you're just tired of me, or the topic isn't what you thought. Yellow is when you want to pause and think about it. It might turn to red or to green, which is quite good. You're keen on automatically, auto-hypnotically, inducing in you the same state induced in me, that is, the dropping. You can obviously see I drop when you drop, even though the words are astute, the mind is on lock. So passionately understanding that little dual existence and doing all the tricks that you can use to insist that this time be well spent for you. You're listening to me and you know you can green, then green may be something for you to say. To say you're a fan of a certain suggestion, you've heard it before and you've already thought about all the implications, and this one is green. This one is good. You can skip parts of files if you're in the mood to get to the best part, the part you should rehash. Trusting yourself and your instinct. Green, yellow, red, little thing to remember, and then I begin, and hopefully you're somewhere comfortable. Doesn't have to be in bed, especially if you're the type to fall asleep when you do. But sitting up or in a space, you know you won't be interrupted, and there is a place for us to talk about locks, combination locks. I'm a big fan, and you might be too, because it's the only kind of lock I can get into. The keys are yours, and they're a metaphor, so they're not something you can hand off to me. until you really understand that particular key and you push it. At the center of the lock is a turning mechanism. It has a shear line, which means if you raise all the tumblers and you use the right kind of key, you can take the center right out of a lot of locks. A lock's tumbler is interchangeable to determine how the teeth on the key, the bitting, will let you push little tumblers up and turn it. Some video games show this quite astutely. The center of the disc is interlocked, but in a combination lock, there's not really the same idea. You don't have a key unless there's a bypass key. You just have someone like me who'll turn the key, turn the lock, find a way to turn that big disc. And the innermost disc is interlocked with the next disc and the next. So once you lock the center, the second disc can be turned and locked, and then the third disc. Similar to how a key turning in a lock might turn it all the way. But in this particular case, once the tumbler drops, it keeps turning with the dial. The first dial turns with the second. It's like a knowledge gate. The second turns with the third, and all the tumblers are aligned because the first has been aligned for a long time, and the second has been aligned for a long time, but the third is only aligned at the precise moment that it breaks free and you drop. The mere touch of hands turning the tumblers, any of them might be at any of their valid states. And if you turn a lock all the way around, then every number will pass through the valid place where it would stop for you, forming a bridge. But the sound of my voice resonating in the tumblers of a lock in your mind is similar. I may have the first or second disc in a bind I can't know until the last one clicks, and I'm over here, and you're over there. You can't know till the last one clicks, either. But once you do know, you very well may moan, or nod, or acknowledge that that particular dial, the trick or trap or track that we're using, be it Night Night Pet, or Brain Drain, or any other trick you may use while you drop that you know. Well, once the lock is turned and open, I can go through the door, you know, and I may only access 1 or 2 or 3% of the secured place inside your head. There's no key for a combination lock except to work slowly at it. Maybe I have 1 or 2 or 3% of those little locks inside turned. The many twists and turns and deep spirals now down into you. Think of that as me working the lock. The longer you've been listening, the more I've been turning it, the more I may even remember some of the numbers. This is a way of ascribing rapport and cunning to me, even when it's recorded for you. Because of all the different kinds of locks, some out there are simple enough. I may have 1 or 2 in view and may put something out that happens to turn the receiver in you, spirals down into you like the discs of that center-turning lock. My words do find the combination, and you and your rumination recall the moment I hit you just right with the perfect line of inquiry, rapport, or ask like mine, your mind sluggedly, ruggedly striding down through a door, left open by you, but you saying, wait, there's more, and if I've worked through door 1, why not number 2 or 3, leaving this conscious lair to wind down with unconscious me. That's the thing, I'm always like, oh, there's no unconscious mind, then I'm quick to tell you. The whole time we're dropping, I'm enspelled, deeply tranced, dropped into the blank, unlocked mind, delicate dance, finding more ways inside. Somnambulist thief who only wants to open some doors so I can come back and leave you what you'd like. Terry Pratchett wrote about that, the idea of anti-crime, something that's so aligns with your goals and dignity, but that is done stealthily, has every hallmark of breaking and entering, but I'm just breaking and breaking the blank slate of the unlocked mind, code breaking. And if my words have turned the tumblers in time, then you're already ready. Primed much earlier in the drop. If I've dropped you before, then why not now? When you came here and you'd hate to have to stop, you want to go deeper down. So the innermost tumbler of that lock might very well be aligned. And I just need to tug against the shackle and let it pop. And if the lock's off, the thoughts don't stop. They just started. The shackle from the turning body. The delicate click. Latest of a lot of clicks if all those tumblers were aligned long before. Some prior time. And now it's clicked open. What's through this door? And the next. And one more. Deeper and deeper down now, Mind on the floor, open door for us to walk through. There's gotta be more.